This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Thursday. Thanks for being with us here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Looks like the smog's clearing out slowly but surely. Not quite as bad as the last couple of days.
I went running this morning. It wasn't bad.
You didn't die of lung failure?
No.
No, you're still here, still ticking? Well, that's good to know. It's good for all the people that got to work outside, too. Makes your job a little bit easier. It was brutal the last couple of days. We probably only have, like, the seventh worst air quality in the world now. We're just not number one anymore.
We're still top 10, though.
Yeah, we have that one-day run, man, that one-day run. I want to get to here in the final hour. We got to get to Swag's Plums coming up in a few minutes here. John Elway said something that caused a stir, but it needs to be factually pointed out. Also, we have not talked about Bruce Bowen yet. Bruce Bowen has had an interesting week, if you've not followed that story.
I saw he got fired, but I didn't see anything else after that.
He's doubling down on his criticism of old Kawhi Leonard.
Well, he shouldn't have been fired. That was such a dumb thing. They did that because they want to sign Kawhi Leonard.
I love that story. He's cracking me up, man. So he's back in the news this week. And we'll get to that as well. Let's start with Jason Swigart's Dodgers, though. By the way, your boy Puig just got suspended 2 games.
So he'll appeal. It'll get down to one.
Yeah, he got suspended two games for that.
He's shoving people. You can't do that. Control your emotions. So this, if anybody who's ever been to Dodger Stadium knows, yeah, kind of a nice little setting, but a terrible traffic pattern.
Yeah.
In and around
the
ballpark.
And there's only one way in and out.
Yeah, it sucks. It's like the concert venue up in, the amphitheater or whatever?
The Gorge.
The Gorge is bad, too. Yeah. I'm thinking of the one up in
Clark County.
Clark County, yeah.
The Dodger Stadium one is horrific.
Oh, it's terrible, yeah.
Well, plus, I mean, that's one of the larger baseball stadiums. They can get like 57,000 in there when they fill it up. So.
Right. There's a lot. That's one of the biggest. I think it might be the biggest ballpark in baseball.
I don't know if it's bigger than Yankee Stadium or not.
I think new Yankee Stadium it is. Old Yankee Stadium.
No, it is.
Yeah.
I went to that playoff game last year. We Ubered there. And then we walked to a bar that was maybe 2 miles, and it's probably a mile from the ballpark. We saw a car at the very front, like at the front and the back part. And we were at the bar for maybe an hour. We just saw the car pass the bar an hour after we got there.
Yeah.
I was like, why did you drive?
That's a good place to kill traffic time, just hanging out in a bar. Well, Elon Musk, we all know him. He's a pretty smart dude, knows what he's doing a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a tunnel construction and infrastructure firm called The Boring Company. And he is, apparently, he's going to do this, that he, in cooperation with the city of Los Angeles, has announced that he will build a privately funded tunnel from a subway station in East Hollywood to Dodger Stadium. And it's expected to reduce traffic time by more than an hour in the car to fewer than 4 minutes by electric vehicle. So you park down at the old station, you hop on one of these bad boys, drops you off right in front of the stadium, little loop, underground tunnel, Elon Musk solving traffic problems.
The problem is the tunnel part. I don't think this goes as great as he thinks it will.
You think digging a giant tunnel underneath a hill or in a hill that's has a stadium
well,
sitting on top of it?
How long did it take for the light rail to go through, like from the zoo, like out at sunset? Because that's basically what they did.
But I don't think people like riding in tunnels. I think that makes a lot of people feel uneasy.
Unless you've lived in New York.
Sure.
If you're used to it,
you're
probably
used to being down on the street. Trust.
But you know who's not? L.A.
Yeah, but if that means, you know, you can
look, I'm gonna take this if I'm
over,
ever in LA.
You know, you don't have to deal with getting in and out of there, and it'll cost you, I don't know, $6,750 or whatever to take 5 minutes to go from East Hollywood to the stadium.
Yeah, you know, my question too is if this is privately funded, this is not, I mean, they're in cooperation obviously with the city, but he's saying we got the money to do this. How much is it going to cost, and then how much is he going to charge people to ride this thing?
Oh, if it's privately funded, who cares? Now, how much does it cost to ride?
I mean, he's going to want to make money off of it. He's not just doing it as a donation
to the
city of LA.
Well, no, you'll pay for
I this is think, probably a long, like, it's a super long-term thing here. So you're probably what? You think 5? 10?
I'm thinking somewhere between $7.50 and $10.
Yeah.
Maybe that includes your round trip. Like, if you buy, I mean, if you're going to Dodger Stadium, obviously you're going to want to come back. So
yeah, you're going to want to turn around.
There's nothing around the stadium up there. No. It's just the stadium.
Yeah, it's on a hill. It's all by itself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is a pretty interesting idea, and I think it's something to track because we know how bad traffic is. Like, the Dodgers are known for having late-arriving crowds because you just can't get there.
No, you can't.
By the fourth
inning. And then they
leave
at the seventh inning right. Because it's going to take them an hour to get out of the parking lot and then an hour to drive wherever the heck else they got to drive to.
Like, Corvallis traffic can be pretty bad if they go to games. Eugene was pretty bad the last time I went to a game.
Oh, Eugene sucks, man. We need one of these along I-5. You need one of those high-speed rails.
Yeah, they need just, to figure something out.
Can you tunnel under the Columbia River?
Yeah.
That's what they need.
That'd actually be pretty badass.
Now we're on to something here. That's how you solve the issue.
Salmon are just knocking into your little ride here.
I can take an elevator south at the Rose Quarter and go down under, and you just shoot me in a tube, and I come out somewhere in Vancouver. Takes me 10 minutes.
The only real bad traffic at a Blazer game is if you park in the Garden Garage.
Yeah, the Garden Garage is awful getting out of.
You never park there.
Even at like a Winterhawks game, if you park in the Garden Garage, it'll take you an hour to get out of that thing.
It's ridiculous.
Especially if you're up top.
But you're going to be in like a human-sized, you know, when you do the old canister thing in the drive-through teller at the bank?
Yeah.
That's essentially what he's making for humans to fit into.
But it's not just one, right? Isn't it a group? I thought the spec made it look like four or five people could fit in.
Yeah, I haven't seen the details if it's like a loop or if you just go back and forth because, yeah, you're getting a little like, it's like Tron, if you ever saw the movie Tron.
Yeah.
And so you're in these little, I think he called them skates. They're electronic skates.
Mm. Yeah, because
you put like 15, 20 people in it and boom, off you go.
People are bringing up BART. BART goes underwater in San
Francisco.
I've
never been on BART.
Yeah, BART does. And I've ridden BART to Giants games. That was a big one that they had to do because there's, at the time when they built it, there's not a lot of parking down by AT&T.
No, there's not.
So you got, a lot of people take BART down there.
I know it's a smashing success here. I mean, go look at how packed a Max is after a Blazer game.
Yeah, in L.A., apparently, I didn't realize, I haven't spent much time in L.A. in my life. People are saying that L.A. has a subway system. I'm assuming not quite as big or as widespread as New York, but
no, it's just nowhere it's not near as that. Used. No. It's not as common. People love their cars too much.
Right.
But,
I've been down there a ton. I've never been on it.
Well, the problem is L.A., I mean, the subway system, you know, New York is so compact between the boroughs.
That's true, yeah.
L.A. is so spread out. I mean, if you're trying to go from Anaheim to Pasadena, I don't think the subway goes all the way there.
Yeah, because L.A.'s pumped about this because they're apparently committing, where did it go? Something like 100, let me see the number, $120 billion or something for the Olympics that are coming up. Yeah, $120 billion worth of work on 28 different projects leading up because the 2028 Olympics, L.A.'s going to host the Summer Olympics then. So, I mean, they got a lot of money that they're already investing into stuff. So, they're thrilled about this, that it's privately funded. The mayor came out and said, this is awesome, man. You can build whatever you want.
Any listeners been on those bullet trains in, is it China?
Or Japan? I think Japan has
them. Japan? I might ride one when I go there.
Well, there's
in 2020.
And there's the one that goes through the channel between France and England. You remember Mission Impossible, correct?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But no, I haven't been on something that's going 120, 140 miles an hour.
That's got to be wild.
Yeah.
I just want them to build high speed rail up and down the West Coast, Vancouver, BC to San Diego, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, how many people would take that instead of flying down to go to Los Angeles?
You
want to
put pressure on the airline industry to get their stuff together?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd be cool with that.
Well, would you rather fly or do that?
Oh, I'd rather be in a high-speed train.
Yeah, I'd take flying.
How often would it stop, though, I guess would my question be?
The trick for the high-speed is it only stops in the big cities.
So you would go from Portland to where?
Portland to Seattle, but it would only take you about an hour.
What about south of Portland, though? When's your next stop?
Probably stop in Eugene, Medford, somewhere halfway between Medford and San Francisco.
Eugene and Medford get stops?
You got to stop. I mean,
I would say Eugene and then Sacramento, San Francisco.
Eugene to Sacramento.
Yeah.
That's the tough part is if you want to go to Southern Oregon, you're kind of screwed there. Do you get off in Eugene and rent a car? Like, how do you go the rest of the way?
That's why this is fun to talk about ultimately, and I have a fear of it. I'm still flying.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the airline industry? The prices?
It would be price thing. You want to save money.
Well, that plus the train will take you right into downtown. The problem with a lot of airports like SeaTac, okay, you fly to SeaTac. Now, in order to get to Seattle, it's another 45 minutes, whether you have to rent a car or do that. The Denver airport is 40 minutes outside of Denver.
Well, the SeaTac airport could be its own segment of how garbage that one is.
They got people stealing planes, you know, man.
Because they need so much land for it. It's not generally going to be right downtown.
Yeah. Well, Elon Musk, he said, hey, my my company, The Boring Company, that's kind of a cool company name. Yeah. They're going to build this tunnel from East Hollywood up to Dodger Stadium. And this is supposed to save traffic time. People are going to park down there at a subway station in East Hollywood. You take this thing underground all the way, drops you off at Dodger Stadium. Their pump's going to be privately funded. Something to keep an eye on as Elon Musk trying to help traffic concerns for Dodger fans, as they are known for showing up late because you can't get it to and out of that stadium. Too many darn people and not enough roads in and out. Hey, let's take a look inside Swag's bag of plums, shall we? Are they ripe on this Thursday? We'll do it next on The Fam.
Thing falls into place like the flick of a switch.
Hey, why did Bruce Bowen get fired and John Elway apparently really bad at evaluating and drafting quarterbacks? He needs a backup. And Colin Kaepernick's name came up. And what he said is drawing some attention.
Yeah, I mean, he straight lied.
He did. So we'll get to that coming up at the bottom.
I wouldn't say he lied. I would say he really danced around reality.
He mischaracterized.
Yes, there you go.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So we'll get to that coming up here.
And he did it on purpose, by the way.
He did it at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, that was purpose pitch.
Yes, it was. He moved some feet there on the opening pitch. All right, though, let's see. Let's take a look inside Swag's bag of plums. What do we got? One more of these? Two more of these?
Two more.
One more.
No, two more.
I will be gone on the 29th or the 30th or whatever that.
Where are you going?
Columbus. I got my tickets.
Oh, that's right.
You're leaving on a Thursday?
Yeah, we're leaving Thursday.
Jesus, how many days off do you get a year? I just got an email this morning that said, hey, Portland Pilots basketball schedule. You're going to go to Hawaii?
Yeah, we're opening. Well, we've got an opener on the 6th. And then, we're planning an opening event down there at the Stan Sheriff Center.
You better be making that an extended vacation.
Well, it was supposed to be 3 games. But they had a team drop out of the event, and so it's a non-Division I team, and Portland already had their max of non-Division I teams on the schedule, so they had to cut their trip short.
So wait, though. What does that got to do with you taking the misses and making that an extended weekend?
Well, the missus was offered to join me, but she will be acting in a play, and that's the final weekend of it, so...
Solo trip to Hawaii.
Lady Swag, you turned down Hawaii with your man.
And she's known about that. This was in the works for a while behind the scenes. They said, hey, we're probably going to play in this event. So
major mistake here.
So, yes.
Did she take out Bette Midler?
What? Bette Midler?
She consciously made this decision.
You remember the Seinfeld episode, Bette Midler?
That's a classic.
So let's see. I did have the Elon Musk thing in here, so we'll have to skip that.
Some baseballism shirt she's rocking on the MLB Network?
Yeah, I'm taking a picture of it.
Oh, Dirt wants the retweet.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm sending it. The fiance bought that shirt. She came out to baseballism, and that was the one that she picked.
That's a kick-ass tee. It's the beast mode.
It's the dog from Sandlot, and it says Mo. It's the dog, and inside the dog it says Mo. Beast mode.
It's National Tell-A-Joke Day. Did you know that?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I don't know. I don't have a joke.
I got a joke for you.
I'm gonna look up bad dad jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Larry.
Larry who?
Larry says, go F yourself. Nobody cares about jokes. Stop telling jokes.
They've been telling jokes, according to this, since at least 1900 BC.
How do you track that stuff?
I don't know.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Right? Like
hieroglyphics on a cave somewhere?
If you could go and look back at human existence after you die, I really am going to want to go back and see the first human who laughed in front of another human to see what the reaction was to the sound and the gesture.
A lot of grunting.
Whoa.
You think there were caveman roasts back in the day or something?
Yeah, they would draw them on the caves.
Can I give you a bad dad joke? I Googled bad dad jokes.
Oh, what do we got?
You're American when you go into the bathroom. You're American when you come out of the bathroom. But do you know what you are while you're in there?
Russian?
European.
European. How do you make a tissue dance?
sneeze, put a little boogie in it.
All right, now that we've had enough of that, today also National Rum Day.
Oh, rum man.
Yes. And did a little research here, article in Forbes. The first distiller of rum is on the island of Barbados in 1703. The Mount Gay Rum Company was founded.
I don't drink enough rum.
African slaves in the Caribbean on sugarcane plantations, figured out that you could ferment the molasses. And thank goodness they did. And rum was discovered and started to be made.
Yeah, I'm a big tropical island drink guy because it makes me think,
You more a Mai Tai guy or a daiquiri guy? Those are the two most common rum cocktails.
Well, I would go Mai Tai, but I'm pretty simple. I mean, I just pineapple juice and rum, and I'm good. A little ice.
Yeah, that should be like a life goal for me. I enjoy rum, but I don't drink enough of it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it
there's
gets
a
lost
lot
in my shuffle
as,
of
as
booze.
The craft distilling comes about. There's a lot more now aged rums. They're aging them in barrels like whiskey, so you can start. You're starting to see some 10, 12, 15, 25 year old rums out there.
Well, power rank your alcohols, and where does rum come in?
See, for me, it's down the list.
Is it really?
I've got whiskey.
Okay.
I've got gin.
Yeah, I'm taking rum over gin. I take it over tequila.
Yeah, tequila's bottom of the barrel for me.
Vodka is a little more...
Vodka, you're just... that's more of a mixing...
That's what I'm saying. It's a little more flexible with the cocktails. It might be third. But I drink a lot of it. If I'm going mixed cocktails.
Yeah, I'd probably put it third, too.
Let's see. I was also saw Forbes come out with the 25 highest paying job industries right now in America.
Where's sports radio sit on that list?
Did not make the list.
Ah, next year.
So you're going to have to go to some postgraduate schools if you want to. still the number one is a physician, median base salary of $195,000.
You just got a really good dad joke that's very inappropriate on the text.
Well, keep it to yourself there. I knew, telling really funny jokes here might not work.
God, I want to tell this joke.
But no, two and three, the third, number three is a pharmacist at $127,000 median base salary.
Pharmacist.
And number two is a pharmacy manager at $146,000. So if you want to.
Aren't you just filling prescriptions?
Can I let you in on a secret?
Did I just way oversimplify that job?
Oregon State has a pharmacy school, right?
They have a very good pharmacy school. Pharmacy school, not easy to get into, but easier than dentistry school.
Okay.
And I just met a pharmacy couple at a wedding I went to last Sunday, and I know a couple pharmacists. Great paychecks. Not very happy work.
Really? Miserable life, huh?
Not very happy work.
Just because they're standing there in their coat all
is
day?
Is it the
What's
lab
it
coat?
It's... No, tell me the best thing a pharmacist does.
How is it worth $170,000?
Because if you screw that up, I mean, you got to be smart.
They put the right pills in the right bottle. It's not like they're making the pills.
No, sometimes they do.
They do too?
Yeah, sometimes they have those.
I'm thinking of like the pharmacist at like a Rite Aid. That person's making $170,000?
Yes.
The pharmacist
is
Safeway?
Well, $125,000 if you're just a pharmacist and if you're running the lead, it's like $145,000 median
unless
salary.
It's the manager, more likely than not, the person that comes to the drive-thru window at Rite Aid is probably making $100,000 or more.
Lord. And load up on a lot of stuff at Rite Aid with that salary.
So, those are the top. Corporate counsel coming in fifth. So, if you're a corporate lawyer, $115,000 you're making. And then a lot of tech sort of jobs, software development, that sort of thing. So, pretty much healthcare industry, being a lawyer, and being into tech.
I thought people were joking with me here on the text line. I didn't know Mount Gay Rum was real.
Yeah.
People are saying it's delicious. Dark rum.
Mm-hmm. Multiple listeners have texted in about Mount Gay Rum.
I've never had it before.
Well, I think we have some show homework to do.
I'll do some research tonight.
And... if you saw the Dow making a huge bump the other day, Walmart came out and said how many billions of dollars they were making and gave them a big old boost. And part of that...
It's nice to make money when you don't pay employees.
Is because, well, they're trying to eliminate some employees as they've unveiled their grocery picking robots. So we've all seen they've got the new, you know, you go online, you put your grocery order, you pull up in your bathrobe and they load up your trunk. Well, what they've got, what they're developing now is the store behind the store. So in the back, in the warehouse or where they're keeping everything, now they've got these robots that can be programmed or takes the orders that you place online and they can go and grab everything, bring them over to a place. And they think this will be, it allows them to do it much more quickly. They can then bring it over to a station where a person then will get it all in
so
the
how many
in
jobs
the sack.
Is this eliminating?
I don't know. They got to work out the technology, but I guess the first one is in Salem, New Hampshire, is the Supercenter store up there. And they think this is...
Never amaze you.
Alpha Bots. They're called Alpha Bots. Alpha Bot automates specific steps of the online grocery pickup process. They use autonomous mobile carts, gather shelf-stable, refrigerated, and frozen items from a high-density storage system. They retrieve, deliver these to a store associate. They'll quickly fulfill online orders. And all of it happens in the back of the store where nobody sees it out.
I don't think I hate a company more than that one.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Does it ever amaze you how lazy we are? Like this kind of, like how often do you go grocery shopping?
Oh, I go two or three times a week.
Four times a week.
You go that often?
Yeah.
Why don't you go load up?
No.
You can't do that?
I don't like to buy things and then have it go bad. So we kind
of
do a
like if you're buying a lot of vegetables.
Things, yeah, there's certain things you got to buy. But like you can go load up on meat and put it in your freezer. You can load up on snacks. You can load up on breads.
I don't like frozen meat.
Really?
Yeah, and usually when I go to the, when I say four times a week, I'm in there for 10 minutes max.
You're just grabbing something for
dinner.
It's
a grab and go.
No, there's always
situation.
One time a week where I'm like thinking I'm going to make something and invariably I go look and I'm out of like one thing and I got to run out there and get it.
Yeah, and that I get. Yeah, because this one, like the whole idea of not wanting to, like being that lazy with grocery shopping, I've never quite understood it.
Well, have you ever done like, Fred Meyer's I think has one where you can call and it's, you pick it up. And then Safeway has the delivery system. Have you done any of those?
No. Me I don't either. Mind. I mean, just the whole, you just walk up and down the aisles. You're there. It usually takes a half hour. You know what you want. You make a list before you go.
I like
you do
grocery
it once
shopping.
A week. I do too. There's always something you're like, dude, I kind of want that. That looks good. You add it to your cart, especially if you're hungry.
By the way, I got a dad joke from my buddy John. Who do you call when you break your toe?
The toe breaker?
You were close. Tow truck. dad jokes are the best.
On that note,
let's move on.
Dad jokes are undefeated.
Love me some good dad jokes. Got any good ones? Send them 55305. Hey, Bruce Bowen got fired for what? And John Elway tells the truth, kind of, but not really. Those are next. But first, here's Swag with SportsCenter.
I don't know why.
In case you get a hole in one.
Dad joke day here on The Fan. You're not going to get this on any other station.
No. This
bad
is the
dad jokes.
Radio gold that you can expect right here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Hey, have you ever been worried about getting fired for, you know, doing your job?
Every day, I joke about this on the show and to family and friends. Legitimately every day, I have a 10-minute span in the morning where I think I'm getting fired that day.
Is this the day? Is this when it happens?
This is just what radio is. You just come to expect being fired at some point.
Well, somebody in the sports world did get fired this week, and he was, you know, doing his job. Bruce Bowen, former San Antonio Spurs, friend of the show, actually. We've had Bruce Bowen on a number of times. He's a fun guest to have on.
He's not bad.
And he, I didn't even realize this, but he was the color analyst for the LA Clippers. That was his new gig. Mm-hmm. And you knew that because you watched the NBA TV stuff or the League Pass. But he was doing an interview and was asked about the Kawhi Leonard situation. And he bashed Kawhi Leonard, said, I wouldn't want to be in a foxhole with the guy, don't want anything to do with him, questioned his character. Had a whole bunch of negative things to say about Kawhi Leonard. Now, Kawhi Leonard does not play for the LA Clippers. Has nothing to do with the Clippers or Bruce Bowen. But Bruce Bowen was fired. Why? Because the Clippers are going to try and sign Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, they don't want Bruce Bowen to be critical of him while they're going after him next year.
And he flat out said that the Clippers told him. He said they fired him because of what he said about Kawhi Leonard. And he went on another national radio show and doubled down on a lot of his opinions. And just he ran all over him, saying Tim Duncan's the guy you want in your foxhole, not Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Said there's no way I would ever want to be in a bunker with Kawhi. He doesn't support his teammates. He made fun of him for going to New York for his rehab assignments. So he doubled down this week, and he also bashed the Clippers a little bit.
I you know, Bruce Bowen is, like, he played for Pop, he played for the Spurs, he's a two-time NBA champion. We know what Bruce Bowen was to San Antonio. I don't like how many Spurs players have come out to say something about him in terms of what kind of teammate he is. I don't think that's fair. You've had a couple other guys come out and say he actually was a good teammate. Greg Popovich really didn't need to. And maybe you can make a point that he does it to benefit himself. But Greg Popovich, who's not one to really want to lament with the media, talked about how good of a teammate he was when he was there. Sometimes we get these stories in these headlines and we just think that's it. That's the whole story. There's no background. There's no anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that we want to bash Kawhi Leonard. And look, partially you probably should, because you're not talking and not handling it the right way within certain circles. There's something to that. But we bash this guy for losing trust in the organization and not being around the team. And then what comes out after he goes to Toronto? Oh, they didn't notice Danny Green tore his hamstring. So there's something to the injury, the medical staff, the trust, and the losing of it there. Kawhi Leonard was at Greg Popovich's wife's funeral. If he's really that bad of a teammate and he's as bad as he's been made out to be, he's not showing up to that. But he did. So although I think Bruce Bowen should not have been fired, I think that's stupid that you're fired for that. I don't like how many people have come out to really say, well, he's not a player I'd ever want to be around. Come on, man. That's ridiculous, because he turned against the team that you played and had success for.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I will say, I'll back Bruce Bowen up on this. He's not going to be the reason Kawhi Leonard doesn't sign with the Clippers. If he wants to go to the Clippers, he's not going to look back on a comment Bruce Bowen made the previous offseason and say, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to play for them because of Bruce.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of other color analysts that take note of that, because if you can't say that about Kawhi,
a guy who's not on your team, this is a hope. You hope you have a chance to sign him, and he's never said he wants to play for your team. He wants to play for the Lakers,
right?
Not the Clippers.
Are they only hoping? Like, is it only players they're hoping to get that you can't say something about? So does that mean for, like, the second, third, fourth tier players, you can say anything you want? Because the chances are, for an organization like the Clippers, that's who they end up getting. It's great to want Kawhi. I get that. But if he can't say that about Kawhi,
right,
what if he's to say that about, I don't know, fill in the next Austin Rivers blank,
yeah,
and you have to get him?
Yeah. So that's a weird one. Bruce Bowen doubling down. He was fired this week. He said some negative things about Kawhi Leonard. The Clippers are hoping to sign Kawhi Leonard next offseason. So Bruce Bowen, he got the axe, man. You got to be careful, apparently, with what you say. That's tough, too, because, you know, somebody just asked him his opinion. Wasn't like he was going on Twitter rants or doing something on his own. He probably did an interview and somebody said, hey, what do you think about Kawhi Leonard? And he answered the question like he's supposed to during an interview. And it cost him his job. So there's your NBA offseason update. Didn't get to John Elway there. We'll do that on the other side. Also, did we get the Aretha Franklin? We got that. What did Aretha Franklin, she sadly passed away today. What did she think of a lot of the other big-time artists? Hear from her and John Elway. We'll do that next on The Fam. Welcome back in, 247. Sooks of Hazzard coming up top of the hour. What did Aretha Franklin think of a lot of big-time artists? We'll get to that in a moment. I do want to get to this, though. I don't have to spend a ton of time on it, but it is in the news today. So the Denver Broncos quarterback situation is quite the tire fire. Paxton Lynch is just awful at football.
He's pretty bad.
He's getting booed off the field, and he is no longer their backup. Chad Kelly, who was Mr. Irrelevant, he was the last pick in the draft. He is now the number two quarterback on the Broncos roster. And so a lot of people are kind of wondering with Denver, like, hey, you know, Case Keenum's nice, but we got a backup plan here. Okay, what else is going on? And so Colin Kaepernick's name was brought up, and he was asked today if Kaepernick was a viable option. And Elway said this. He said, you know what? I said this a while ago. Colin had a chance to be here. We offered him a contract. He didn't take it. As I said in my deposition, he's had his chance to be here, and he passed it.
Wow.
So everybody saw that headline and was like, wait a minute, what? Like, you talked to Kaepernick recently and he turned out a contract? Like, what's going on here? You this offseason? When are we? No, this happened when Colin Kaepernick was still playing with the San Francisco 49ers. Remember, they were trying to trade him on that last year of his deal, and there was an attempt to try and trade him to Denver, and the Broncos wanted to take his salary from about 11.9 to $7 million and make the Niners pay for the rest of it. The Niners wouldn't do it. Kaepernick wouldn't take a pay cut. So when he was in San Francisco with that deal, before the kneeling stuff, I believe, even started.
It was before the protest.
Yeah, this was before the protest even started. He said, no, I'm not going to take a pay cut at that time. So this happened 3 years ago.
So you got to lay this out here, because this, you know what's going to happen is you're going to have a lot of people who ideally stand on one side of this and the other, and they're going to clash all the time about this comment. You need to lay it out for further context. So not only this happened pre-protest, 2 years removed from a Super Bowl, the Denver Broncos asked him to go from 11 and some change, almost $12 million, to $7 million a year. 2 years removed. Hey, you know, we know you haven't been to a Super Bowl in 2 years. We want you to only make $7 million. He said, no, thanks.
Well, and there was 2 years still left on his deal.
Exactly.
So, and it was like giving up almost $12 million.
Like, who's making, Chase Daniels making $7 million a year.
Yeah.
And I know how people feel about Colin Kaepernick.
Time,
you don't need to text in how much he sucks. Okay, we get it. You don't like Colin Kaepernick. You don't like the protests, whatever. But context needs to be said here. This is a total mischaracterization of really what was going down. He didn't just offer him a contract and Colin Kaepernick said no now.
Right, because the headline makes it seem like that.
He asked you to take a pay cut in the midst of what most people would say is ludicrous. And because you said no pre-protest, this doesn't register to what these people are kind of indicating here.
Yep, this happened right before the 2016 draft. So to put it, that's when the deal officially fell through. And then in that draft, the Broncos traded into the first round and took Paxton Lynch. Here they are. So if you see a John Elway headline, make sure you put the actual dates and what happened behind it. Nothing recently has happened with the Broncos and Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, the sad news today was Aretha Franklin passed away. We love her music. I think she's the best female vocalist of all time. Really sad news in the music industry. But she sat down, and how long ago did this interview take place?
This was a couple years ago.
Okay,
she had
2014
put out,
or 13.
Yeah, she did an album of covers of the other modern divas' songs.
Okay.
She did 42 albums, by the way.
42. I mean, she was around forever, producing music forever. So she sat down with the Wall Street Journal, and they kind of did just a lightning round of what do you think of a lot of the big name artists, current, former, and all that stuff. Here is Aretha Franklin.
When I say the name Adele, what comes to mind?
Mm-hmm. Young singer, good singer.
Alicia Keys.
Young performer, good writer, producer.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, great gowns, beautiful gowns.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney was a talent. Mm. Definitely a talent. She had a gift. Mm. And Sissy's Baby.
And let's sort of change genres a little bit. Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj, No, I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that one. I'll pass on
Taylor
that.
Swift, beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns.
Ah, what a great compliment to old T-Swift, huh? She dresses nice.
How much has that got to hurt, though? Like, if Taylor Swift was a huge Aretha Franklin fan and she sees that answer,
would you be expecting her to say anything different?
I don't know, but that would hurt, wouldn't it? Your hero says
you're
not good.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking, I mean, this is the queen of soul. Like, you want somebody, and if you're a female musician, you want her blessing. You want her to think that she is, you want her to, you know, think
that
you're a talented person.
At least it respects you as a talent. She clearly didn't with saying she wears beautiful gowns. You could have, like, even Alicia Keys, she clearly doesn't think the world of Alicia Keys' voice, but she at least was like, great songwriter.
Yeah, right, talented musician,
talented
performer, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Nicki Minaj? Nah.
I'll pass.
Taylor Swift? Nope.
I'm going to pass on that one. Yeah, she was born in 1942 in Memphis, Tennessee, passed away today in Detroit, Michigan. The Queen of Soul passed away. That's a tough one for music. And as a lot of people have noted, kind of the crazy fact of this date and death history, you now have Babe Ruth, Elvis Presley, and Aretha Franklin all on the same day.
And it's Madonna's birthday.
Today's Madonna's birthday?
Mm-hmm. She's 60.
Madonna's, yeah, wow.
By the way, you want to see a 60-year-old who's aged well? Don't Google Madonna. Google Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett, 60 years old.
And you are welcome.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. I don't know what that woman's been doing.
Yeah, how is that?
Stella still got her groove, huh?
Oh, Stella got
her
groove.
Dude, that is not
groove.
60. I'm not buying it.
She fake doesn't news. Look like somebody that's had work either.
No, she doesn't. Not super fake.
Black don't crack. You never heard that expression?
No.
Never heard that?
She's gorgeous.
How about that?
Swigart gave me a very interesting look when I said that. Like, it's never been said before. Like,
what did you just say?
What?
Course Live poll questions today. Do you like the new Duck uniforms? 55% of you say yes. 45% of you say no. We asked if Tiger just entered the tour 5 years ago and he was playing against this field, would he have been as dominant? 75% said yes. 25% said no. And how many games should Jose Urania be suspended for? 35% of you say 20-game suspension.
The whole season, all of the games.
All the history of the sport. And what is the FU amount of money that would get you to walk away from your job? 42% said $5 million. 24% of you said $1 million. You'd do it. $1 million.
$1 million is FU money.
I'm out of here.
Go.
22% said $10 million and 12% said $15 million.
Elizabeth Hurley is almost 62.
What, really?
Wow. There's some beautiful ladies out there.
Yeah. Hey, come say hello to us tomorrow at the Winco Foods Portland Open. We'll be out there hanging out. Pumpkin Ridge, come say what up. Doing the live show. It'll be fun. That'll do it for us, though, folks. Souks of Hazzard, number one, is next. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. You were listening to 1080 The Fam.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.